Big Island residents are said to be enjoying a spate of blue skies again following the flash flooding of Hurricane Lane and the heavy fog from the volcano. While that may be lifting spirits of the community, finding a solution to the long-term needs of housing is still a challenge. We check in with Sherry Bracken, HBR's contributing reporter from Hawaii Island.
FEMA and the federal government are absolutely critical to the Big Island's recovery right now because Hawaii County doesn't really have the money to complete all the work that will need to be done to solve the lava flow problems, and neither does the state, really. So in talking with FEMA, they're really working hard. They have been on the ground here since the beginning of May, and at this point, their focus is trying to find long-term housing for people. And that's pretty much a challenge, as you probably know, because the Puna district, which is where the people are all displaced, does not have a lot of properties available for rent and fewer at this point even for purchase. So David Mace explained to me that they have a couple of different programs that they're looking at. One is they're trying to find available rental properties, which the federal government, FEMA, will actually rent, and then they will lease back to people who are lava flow evacuees as those folks work out what they're going to do long term. And that is one option. The other option that they're looking at is more micro shelter kinds of units similar to those that were already built in Pahoa. And that's something that's a little bit unusual, David Mace told me, for FEMA, because their preference is to come in and help people rent properties while their own property is being repaired. But clearly, that's not an option for lava flow victims.
Do they have a handle on how many housing units they may need?
They do not at this time because, and actually at this point, they're focusing, first of all, on the fact that the county is planning on closing the Pahoa shelter by the 17th of September. There's still about 45 people in that shelter. And some of the people who actually do need assistance have found temporary housing with relatives. So FEMA is looking back at all the people who've applied for assistance and trying to figure that answer out, because I do not think they know exactly what the need is at this point. And clearly the supply is way less than what the need is.
I've been reading about the plan that the Shipman Estate has for housing that's been in the works for some time.
I spoke with Bill Walter, who's the president of Shipman, last week as well. And this plan is something they've been working on for about 13 years. So this is not just in response to the lava flow. But what they plan to do is build 800 to 900 homes in the Kea'au area on property that is Shipman land. They want to make this, you know, the new kind of living area, which is a place that will have homes that are close enough so you can walk to a school, to shopping, to the park, things like that. And their plan is to have a variety of units in there, which would include apartment houses. We do not have apartments really that much here on the Big Island. You know, we're not like Oahu. So apartments or multifamily dwellings are few and far between. And that one, they expect it'll be a mix of that plus single family homes. The issue is, though, although this may be applicable for lava evacuees, these homes still have to go through the building permit process and through all the county processes. So it probably will not be for at least a year that these homes are available, but they're definitely going to be good solutions because Mr. Walter told me that the intent is to make them affordable, not affordable by the technical definition, but they're not going to be high-priced homes. They're going to be medium-priced homes that working families can afford. That is the vision of Shipman.
It's really a shame that there can't be something that we could fast-track just because of the need being so great at this time.
Hawaii County says they're going to fast-track, but at this point, I don't think builders are quite clear on how the fast-tracking is working. It did work for the micro shelter units in Pahoa, but those are really tiny units.
Right, I mean, there's just really a few tiny of them. There's just a few of those, too.
Yeah, but what Bill Walter is talking about are actual homes, bigger homes.
And so, what about the discussions that have been underway about a potential like land swap for the folks that lost houses to rebuild on?
when I talked to Will Okabe last week, he said there still has to be discussion at the state legislature about what land to use, because although Senator Russell Ruderman had made some proposals about parcels that were right near Hawaiian Paradise Park, Will said there are several different options, and they have to be discussed with the state legislature. Several of the state legislators did come over and met with Hawaii County officials last week, Thursday and Friday, but those discussions are still going on, and it may be that there's going to be a special session at the legislature to discuss how that all goes forward. But one of the obligations on the part of the county is to provide a better picture of the dollars, because right now, Mayor Harry Kim and his team have put together an $807 million proposal that has a variety of items in it, some of which may or may not be necessary. So I think that the timing is not going to be immediate, like not within a few months.
Right. I understand that they do have to figure out, you know, the justification and whether whatever's in that ask is reasonable or doable.
Well, right. You know, and one of the things that Bill Walter mentioned to me, I asked him about wastewater, because one of the things that is lacking in the Puna District in general is wastewater treatment facilities. And he said that what they plan for their development is some modern technology wastewater treatment plants that are a little bit smaller, they're more compact, or newer technology, and they can be had for under $10,000. And that's very different from the way county governments have been looking at wastewater treatment plants, because the ones that have been looked at by county government have been in the at least $50,000 range. So if Shipman can pull off what they want to pull off, and as Bill said, they've been talking with qualified vendors who've done this kind of wastewater treatment plant before, they will be able to also build them a little faster than what would normally occur under normal processes. So yeah, there's a lot of issues out there. And part of it is trying to do public-private partnerships more and look at that and not just have these solutions be all county government, which sadly brings with it, I think, a little more expense.
I know this wastewater issue is something, too, that Mayor Bernard Carvalho is struggling with on Kauai as they try to figure out how to rebuild those homes that were damaged in the floods because, you know, I think a lot of those were on cesspools.
Well, yeah. You know, and that's the exciting thing to me. I know that we have to get off cesspools. And in Hawaii County, with 50,000 cesspools and land that doesn't really lend itself to septic tanks, what Bill Walter was telling me about these new modern technology wastewater treatment plants that are smaller, more compact, more technologically advanced, it's pretty exciting. And I'm hoping Hawaii County agrees to go with that.
Okay, well, I'm sure that's going to be something you'll be tracking. We certainly appreciate you checking in with us on the latest recovery efforts.
Well, the recovery efforts are so important to our island. You know, we're dealing right now with flood as well as lava, but the lava is a much longer-term situation. There's no question about that.
Right, and then we have to watch about any other damage we might get during this hurricane season.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Okay,
I don't think we want that.
Right, so stay dry, stay safe.
Thank you so much, Catherine.
That was HPR's contributing reporter Sherry Bracken monitoring the recovery efforts by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the county and state.